Kesha Johnson's back this time.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back. And you have a couple of cast members with you.
I do.
All right. So let's, and again, this is cast folks for the Swan Princess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who's with you today?
Well, today I've got Mark and Ellery.
Mark and Ellery.
Yep. Hello.
Ellery, how are you?
I'm feeling fine.
Good. She's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Mark Casey?
I'm doing great.
You are?
Yes.
Is this your first theater production?
It's the first time I've ever done anything remotely close to this.
Okay. How's he doing?
Great.
All right, good. We've had a couple of people that have done that over the last few productions. So.
Oh, yeah, it's always lovely to see new people.
And Ellery, is this your first theater production, or have you done anything else?
It is my first.
Your first, too, and she sounds like a natural.
Oh, yes, she's definitely a natural.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, again, the productions coming up this weekend, right?
It's yes. going to be on
Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then three performances next week?
Three performances next week. Yep, Saturday has a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m.
Okay. So tickets are already available.
Yes.
And I'm guessing because you have young people involved, they tend to get family members start to get those tickets.
Yes, yes, they do.
So this sales so far going pretty good, do you know?
I think so. I haven't really checked in a while, but.
You're busy. You got to get everybody ready to go here. All right. So how have rehearsals been going?
Pretty good. This last week, we kind of finally we're getting everything together. You know, there's always bumps up until that last point, but it's looking really good now. So now we're heading into tech week and adding all our tech elements.
So who's handling the tech side for you?
I've got Christopher Levi as my stage manager, and then Michelle Levi is doing my lights,
okay.
And then Michelle Jacobson is actually doing my sound.
All right. And again, important because you've got music on here. You've got dancing,
yes.
You've got everything.
Oh, there's lots of sound cues. Magical effects have to happen, so, you know, magical lights and sound cues.
These two are over here doing their choreography part already. So, again, it's kind of a lighthearted comedy, but family-oriented.
Yes.
And comes off of the Swan Lake.
Yes, it does.
So Mark had to learn about Swan Lake. Ballet,
yes.
Huh? Ballet?
Yes, I did. I had no idea it was even a ballet when I auditioned. So, I actually watched the movie after the second practice.
So you can say, I better know where I'm going and what I'm doing here, huh?
Yes.
All right, so what attracted you to try out for it?
I just was talking to somebody, and they persuaded me to audition, and I guess I didn't have enough to do. So I decided to do it and then got an email saying, hey, you're on the cast.
Okay. So part of the ensemble, yeah. But yeah. The ensemble's doing a lot during this.
Oh, yes. They have so many costume changes, and they're on stage all the time.
Okay, so back and forth. Yeah, that's what you said last time. It's quick. You got to go back and forth and change and do this and come back and do that.
Yep, and running around all the way backstage and on stage. Okay. Ellery's in one of our chase scenes.
She is. She's speed.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So what do you have to do?
Well, I mostly like the comedy relief.
Okay.
She does it very well.
She does her timing is excellent, huh?
Yes.
All right. Good. She's going up. So your first, why did you want to try out for this? Had you heard about it or did somebody tell you?
My mom's friend said, well, this looks like a fun play for Ellery. So I auditioned, tried it out, and got a part.
All right. And she doesn't look like she has any problem being in front of the crowd.
Not at all.
Not?
No. At least I don't show it outside. It's inside.
That's okay. Me too. Yeah.
Have you been pretty excited about this and what's
yes,
going
sir.
On? And you want to try this again?
I might just try it again.
Might.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is part of it. You do have a number of new faces that mm-hmm. are participating in this and a number of regulars that we've had on stage before.
Yes.
Blends together pretty good.
Yeah. I hope they're all helping each other out a little bit since, okay. You know, I'm backstage.
So, yeah, you're Are you nervous about it?
Nah.
Directors aren't. Are they?
I have definitely been nervous. Yeah. But it's more like excitement nerves, you know. Yeah. I want everyone to do their best.
So give a little rundown, a little summary for our listeners. Again, just what this is all about, Swan Princess. We know it's based on Swan Creek. I say Swan Lake, but so more of a little comedic relief.
Yes, it's a very lighthearted, funny show. It's about a princess and a prince who try to fall in love, and then an evil sorcerer decides that he's going to steal away the princess and curse her to be a swan during the daytimes. And so she meets a couple of animals, a frog and a turtle named Speed. And they help her get to find her prince again. And then they have to fight the evil sorcerer so they can be together.
Okay. So fun for the whole family.
Yes.
It'd be a great time. Performance times start, what, 7?
7.
Yeah, 7, yep. In the evening.
And then Saturdays are 2 p.m.
And 2 on, are you doing just one Saturday at 2?
One Saturday at 2 this weekend, and then
okay.
2 p.m. and 7 p.m. next Saturday.
Okay. I think I got that.
Yeah.
There's 5 altogether.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, it's now, have you been able to have the whole cast there? And like, I went through this, you know, with all this crud and stuff too. Has your cast been going through it, or have everybody been staying pretty healthy?
Unfortunately, a couple of them have had sicknesses, so hopefully they're all starting to feel better.
We want to get everybody there. Again, it starts at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. in the new location.
Yes, all and right. We have a stage now too.
That's what I was going to ask, because this has to kind of have ice, water. What all do you?
Oh, so there's a lot of flying scenes and a lot of water scenes. Okay. So we had to get real creative with how we were going to do that on stage.
Thus the Christopher Levi effort.
Yes.
Yeah, that put some challenges in there, too. But you do have the space to do it. That's the big mm-hmm. thing, too. So.
Yes, it's Christopher was telling me about how this is probably going to be the largest or the widest show for a while, just because I have such a big cast and they're all supposed to be dancing on stage. If it wasn't big, they wouldn't fit.
So, got that challenge. Well, that's okay. So, Mark, if you're having, I mean, you're just part of the ensemble. What do you just do dancing? You got lines? So, what do you?
Oh, I got like 4 lines in different scenes.
Okay.
A lot of dancing, singing.
Okay.
I run around like crazy and get shot by arrows.
Yes. You know, it's a very funny scene.
You know.
Speed likes that.
Yeah. So, no, it's definitely, it's goofy at times. So, no, I have a lot of different parts I'm playing.
Okay. And everybody seems to be having a good time with it. So.
I think so.
That makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges, again, is, well, you've got some new people, but everybody seems to be fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the age, everybody from Gary all the way down but to Speed.
Yes.
Or even younger. I don't know. Is she the youngest one of your cast?
She's the youngest, yeah.
Youngest on the cast? Good job. You're going to carry it, aren't you? Well, you've got others, too, again, that have done several productions in the past, too. But it is getting them all blended together. And obviously for this holiday time, you got to love it, being able to get in there. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. Do you have information about how they can get their tickets outside of just going to the door?
You can go online at boonecommunitytheater.org and get tickets there. We also have some box office hours,
mm-hmm.
I believe on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
And you can come in and purchase tickets there if you'd like. And right now, for this show, we are also doing only $5 for kid prices, because we want to invite families to come and see
you
our show.
You want to have the whole kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun in there. How long? What's your length on here? Oh, gosh. Hour.
I don't know yet. I'm hoping only an hour and a half.
Okay. So one of the big things is you've got, like you said, a lot of activity going on there. We talked Christopher Levi doing the tech and a lot of scene. Because you had talked about this last time, you know, we got to have this, and all these people on stage at the same time. So
mm-hmm.
Costuming, lighting, music, the whole bit coming together pretty well for you?
Yes, today I'm going to be working on some more of it. Get it ready for tech rehearsal tonight.
All right. So this week, a couple of more rehearsals, and then Friday is the performance.
Yes, it is.
Ready?
No.
She's ready.
We're down to four.
Four days. Yeah, they're counting down. Yeah, down to four. Yeah, I don't know. So, all right, so that'll be going on. A little bit of a break here. I wanted to get away from this, but otherwise our next production after this is going to be coming up, a February production.
Yes.
And that will be...
Gilligan's Island, the musical. Yes. Auditions are actually on December 11th and 12th at 6:30, so they're coming up.
Next week.
Yes.
Next week. So do you think you're coming back?
Not for that show. I need a little bit of a break.
You've been a little busy.
Yes. I'm going to kind of focus on helping get our building together more after this show.
So it's going to be Gilligan's Island, the musical, and I think it was at Michelle. And
It's Christopher Levi and Gershom Levi.
Michelle and Pam are doing the next one.
They're doing the last one, yeah.
Last production for the year. Gilligan's Island. What do you think?
It's not a ballet, so I think I might have to try something different. You know, brought in my theatrical experience.
It's also a comedy.
I like comedies, yes.
That's good to do. In December, and again, all the auditions will be held. I think if they go online and go to the auditions page, all the particulars are on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have to sing for it.
Yes, yeah. Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared to sing. I don't know how big the cast will be, but it'll be, obviously, you got the people on the three-hour tour,
mm-hmm.
and that lasted a lot longer. So that'll be quite the change. I have to go from that to an island setting or something.
Right?
It's already got
water, though.
Yeah, it's already got the water part done. So it wasn't that these were planned like this.
No.
It was not. And again, that'll be the 11th and 12th, you said. So that'll be coming up here next week, in a week. And again, they can check online. Everything will be down here at 7-Eleven Story.
Yes.
With the new location for Boone Community Theater. All right. Are you ready? Do you have a line? Do you have lines that you say when you're in there?
Yes, I do.
The speed? What do you say?
I say some pretty funny things.
Okay, give me one. Can you lead her up to one?
Okay.
You got to do one of the ones from your Jean Bob scene.
Yes, because Jean Bob is the funniest.
that is a fun one.
What's a Jean Bob?
He's a frog.
Okay, so does he say something to you, and then what do you tell him?
Let me think of something.
Okay, she's thinking. Look at her work. What does John Bob say to her?
I'm trying to think of his lines.
I can't even think of saying seven lines.
What does he say that does there something that makes you start laughing when he says it, or do you come back with the line?
There's this just one line that I almost laugh when he says it. It's like this. I will have you whipped, flogged, hanged on the rack, and have your back legs fried in butter.
He's got to do it French.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he's a French frog.
That was a pretty good French accent there.
What do you say?
I don't say anything after that. It's at the end of the scene.
Okay, that's it. And then they go, speed.
I think a lot of her lines are funny in the moment because something is happening and she's responding to it.
Do you have to do it like a turtle? Do you have it like a turtle suit to wear? Or?
I only have my turtle shell right now. I haven't seen my turtle costume yet.
Okay.
You do get stuck on your back one time, though.
Can we not mention that?
I can see that. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. So, and that's another thing, too, costuming for this.
Mm.
You've had people working on this here.
Yes, actually, it's been me and Johanna working on it.
Okay.
So it's a lot of costume pieces and a lot of being creative with this show.
Okay. Looking forward to it. It's the Swan Princess coming up. There are a total of 5 performances, right?
Yes.
We got Friday night at 7, this coming Saturday, the 9th,
mm-hmm.
2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And then the following Friday on the 15th, it'll be at 7 in the evening. And then on Saturday the 16th, 2 performances.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you'll be worn out after that one. That's going to be 2 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening.
Yes.
Tickets.
Give us motivation for the next one.
All right. Mm-hmm. So do you really have to dance ballet?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And did you have ballet lessons before or?
No, but I figured out when my daughter got her dance skills.
Oh, okay.
You know, it must be in my genes. So did you
show me how to do this? It's funny.
Good thing you're wearing jeans.
Yes, I'm wearing jeans. It has been fun. It's very fun.
Good. Yeah. For your first time?
Yes.
It kind of piqued that interest. You've had, I mean, not just for you, but community theater. You've had a number of first time. Well, you got two right here. Mm-hmm. But we've had several people step up. And that's part of it, isn't it, for community theater? Because you've done theater. Cash has done theater.
My whole life. I've been doing theater.
But it is fun to get new people in there and just let them give it a try.
Oh, yeah. I love giving new people opportunities. And they're always so excited and love to be there. At least these two are. So
they wanted to do it. All right. Good enough. Again, that's going to be coming up here on the 8th and 9th. Again, that's going to be at 711 Story Street downtown. Mm-hmm. And then again on the 15th and 16th, and as Kesha said, you can go online to boonecommunitytheater.org, purchase tickets online. Otherwise, Tuesday you're usually open. Well, you guys have different things that are going on.
Yeah,
there.
So Tuesday nights we have Tech Night Tuesday. So if you also want to come help out with that, we always can use the help. But they start at 7, and so then our box office is also available at that time. Yeah.
And I know the one thing you had said last time was that with this size of cast and the size of production that it's going to be with everything that's going on, you did need a lot of people backstage to help out, especially with all the costume change and things like that. Well, so has that been coming along okay?
Actually, most of the actors are doing all of the set changes, and we actually were working on that at last rehearsal, and it's actually starting to look pretty good.
How to get that done
and
smooth and easy.
That's the hard part, getting it smooth. It just takes doing it over and over and over again.
All right, folks. Get your tickets for the production. Get out and enjoy Boone Community Theater. The Swan Princess being performed here on Friday and Saturday, and again the following Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks.